The longest-standing Dia de los Muertos celebration returns for its 22nd anniversary in Longmont this year. The celebration on October 8 kicks off the opening of multiple Day of the Dead exhibitions leading up to the holiday on November 1 and 2. Ann Macca, curator of education at the Longmont Museum, is responsible for the projects at the museum. The Longmont Museum started its Day of the Dead celebration 22 years ago. It was a collaboration between the museum, El Comité and a bunch of different community members who were interested in finding ways to be more welcoming to the local Latino or Hispanic community and make people feel more welcome at the museum, Macca said. It began as a one-day event, with most non-Latino people not know much about the Day of the Dead. Macca said the pop culture awareness of the holiday celebrating life and death has expanded in recent years thanks to movies like Coco, and The Book of Life. Education about where the many traditions associated with Day of the Dead is a big part of the museum's mission. A lot of Caucasian people think the Day of the Dead is Mexican Halloween, and it's not, Macca said. So that's one of things that's important to us as well as making sure that we are honoring that heritage by educating about what Day of the Dead is, where it comes from. Longmont's downtown celebration takes place earlier than the actual holiday with the hope that it will be a little warmer to enjoy the dance performances, art activities, cultural education, food, business altars and the Firehouse Art Center's Gigantes procession. It's important to Longmont because we have a lot of Latino and Hispanic people in the community, Macca said. This is part of their cultural heritage. Recognizing that and celebrating it, really trying to be culturally appreciative is really important. And gosh, it's just really fun. The family celebration is free and will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on October 8. That same day, the Longmont Museum will open its Dia de los Muertos exhibition featuring a 25 by 30 foot altar by local artist Marcelo Fernandez and Ofrendas built by community members. The Firehouse Art Center's Day of the Dead exhibition will also open with the kickoff celebration, with community-made Katrina paintings alongside work from local artists Jamie Chiwan and Adriana Paula Palacios Luna celebrating American diversity in language and culture. Downtown Longmont businesses will also host Ofrenda displays through November 4. Macca encourages everyone, regardless of their cultural background, to learn more about Day of the Dead and to participate in the community events. Every culture has a way of remembering and honoring their loved ones who have departed, she said. When you start to look at the different ways that different cultures do that, there's so many similarities. Other upcoming Dia de los Muertos events in Longmont include the Firehouse Art Center's Katrina Ball on October 28 and the Noche de Museo on October 29 at the Longmont Museum. Find more information and tickets at firehouseart.org/katrinaball and longmontmuseum.org.